Blog Talk Radio.
Person, name by name, what they're in need of, oh God,
And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, as we touch and agree with those that ask for prayer, Lord Father. Father, for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you this day, Mr. Otis, Miss Etra, Elizabeth. Father, touch them right now, Lord Father, as they ask for prayer, Lord Father, for they have COVID, Lord Father. Father, touch them in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. Touch the respiratory system, Lord Father, as we cover their body from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you, we glorifying and magnifying you for touching their bodies, Lord Father. Father God, touch Elder Bolin right now, Lord Father. Give him the strength, Lord Father, that he needs right now to take care of his family right now, Lord Father. Father, the strength, Lord Father, that we know only you can give him, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and we magnify you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Dwayne, Lord Father, that has COVID. Father, that is in ICU right now, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to touch him also, Lord Father. Touch his upper respiratory system right now, Lord Father. Clear lungs right now, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching him in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. And Father, those stripes that you took, Lord Father, was for each and every sickness and disease, Lord Father. And Father, we know that you're bigger than that, Lord. So Father, touch these people today that have COVID right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we touching and agreeing with them, Lord Father. And Father, you said in your word, Lord Father, if we call on your name, Lord Father, it shall be done, Lord Father. So Father, in your name, Lord Father, as we call these people today, Lord Father, asking for prayer, oh God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through them right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch those, oh God, that have lost loved ones right now, Lord Father. Touch the Whitley family right now, Lord. Touch them in a mighty and a special way. Give them peace and comfort, Lord Father. Father, in the days to come, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Thomas Felton, Lord Father, that's diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, oh God. Father, we know you're bigger than cancer, oh God. Father God, touch him right now. Comfort him, oh God, for he needs your comfort right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch his family right now, Lord Father, that is taking care of him, Lord Father. Strengthen his wife as well, Lord Father. Father, as he, Lord Father, was the provider, Lord Father. But Father, we know that you are our provider right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue, Lord Father, to touch Sandra right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, as we speak strength, Lord Father, to her, Lord Father. Strengthen her, strengthen her body, Lord Father, and peace to her mind, Lord Father, that she, Lord Father, continue, Lord Father, to call on you right now, knowing, oh God, that there is no other God but you, Lord, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastors and my apostle, Lord Father, Pastor Sharon and Pastor George, Lord Father, Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. They're the ones, Lord Father, that you use in the city of victory, Lord Father. And we ask you to keep them shielded and protected, Lord Father, continue to touch their bodies right now, Lord Father. As we say, body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to use them, Lord Father, as they bring forth that word, Lord Father. Father, as you continue to use them, Lord Father, as you see fit, Lord Father, strengthen them, refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, continue to touch our listeners, Lord Father, those that listen on a continual basis, Lord Father, whether it's live, Lord Father, or on a later date, Lord Father, the nations that you have been touching, Lord Father, with the word from this broadcast, Lord Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father, and we thanking you for supplying their needs, Lord Father, their every needs, Lord Father. We thank you for their shield of protection, Lord Father, as they go out into this sinful world, Lord Father. Father, we continue to pray for traveling mercies, Lord Father, on the highways, Lord Father. We pray, Lord Father, God, for you to continue to keep them safe, Lord Father, as their warring and minister angels continue to stand guard round about them on their jobs, Lord Father, protecting them from COVID, Lord Father, protecting them, Lord Father, God, from unseen danger right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak, Lord Father, the spirit of awareness over them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, we're giving you praise, taking nothing, O God, for granted, Lord Father, taking no one, O God, for granted right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take control of this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we thank you for healing and deliverance on this broadcast today, right now, in the name of Jesus, as we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. We cancel that assignment right now and render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we will continue to give you praise, the honor and glory that is due unto your name. And Father, you know, Lord Father God, as we continue to praise you, the blessings will come down, Lord Father. So Holy Spirit, show up and show out today. As I ask you, O God, to decrease my apostle, Lord Father, as you increase in her, Lord Father, use her this day as she let go and let God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I guess you heard all that, didn't you? Amen. Now, if you didn't hear your name, you know, you should call or text, whichever way you do it, call or text. This is what you do this day. All right? We thank God for you, you, and you that are listening. And if you're not hearing us, give someone a call and let us know that you're not hearing us today. We are having a little technical difficulty today, praise God. Amen, but we're going to keep on talking and praising the Lord, yes. Okay? And we thank him for you. All right, all that you have done and what you're doing, we thank each and every one of you for being there. Yes, yes, we appreciate you, you know.
Yes.
Those that stand with us, sticking with us, I tell you, I'd love that. Someone that you know that ain't here today and gone tomorrow. My God, my, my. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, let me see. Let's find this word I have for you today. Amen. Amen. All right, here is a word for you today, if you are able to hear. The test of Christian discipleship is not in life's triumphal entries, but in its Gethsemane's and Golgotha's. The test of Christian discipleship is not in life's triumphal entries, but in the Gethsemane's and the Golgotha's.
all right, that hill, Golgotha. Okay, that's your real test here. So govern yourselves accordingly. We do thank God for you now. We thank God for the Gethsemanes, don't we?
Amen.
And we thank God for Golgotha's hill, don't we? We thank God for it, because if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't make it. God, Jesus went through them all. Yes, he did. And if Jesus went through them all, we going through them.
Yeah.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. We thank God for Bishop Porter being here with us for a little while. He'll be stepping out in a bit. But we thank God for him now. We thank God. Sister Diane.
We thank God.
Amen. Be turning over her hands in a little bit. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Ain't God good? God is so good, isn't he? I tell you, God is so good. You know, God gives you a little help now and then, don't he? Yeah, God gives you a little help. Yes, he do. Praise God. This is a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, so many people are sick today. So many are coming about with this virus. It's nothing to laugh about. This is serious. Very serious. You got to pray for yourself and some others people. This is time to get yourself, your house in order.
Amen.
This is the time, because you don't know where it's coming from or who gonna bring it into your house. You know, we have so many elements that can occur to us to bring us down. And we have a habit of forgetting God. When things happen, well, why this happened to me and why that happened to me? And why are we getting sick and why am I losing a loved one? You can't say, well, they lost their loved one. You can't say that because you don't know who's going to be the next one, who God decided to take home or to take away from here. I don't know which home you're going to, but take away from here. You don't know that. You can't say this one got it better, that one. It seems like some people seem not to be avoiding a lot of things. Some people just don't talk about it. See? Some people don't mention it. They ain't going to tell you. They secret. You know? They like to keep secrets. See? So don't get yourself all worked up. But this is a time now for everybody to pray. When I say everybody, to call on the name of Jesus. I'm so glad that he made it necessary for us to do that. Right now, it's a necessity for everybody in the world. I don't care where you're from, what your religion is, or whatever you worship. It's time for you to see if you're serving the right God. Did you know that? You know that? It's time. Yes, it is. To call on him. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I thank God. And I'm remembering something. I'm remembering a lot of things today. Praise God. As I was telling Sister Diane, I said, you know, sometimes our emotions kind of try to get the best of us, make decisions, certain decisions, right? I didn't say
God, I say our emotions. Okay? We all have emotions, right? But I'm thinking this. Let's talk about Samuel. Not Samuel, Samson. I'm sorry. Samson and Samuel. So I'm thinking about Samson. The decisions he made. He was in a position, but he made decisions. In Judges, he was told not to do certain things. But because he was who he was their leader, he could do what he wanted to do. And because he knew of God, that God would back him, that God had given him some particular gifts, he could do what he wanted to do and get out of it. Are you like that today? Are you like that today? Now, when you think about Samson, he did all the wrong things, all the things he shouldn't have done. Now think about yourself today. Now you always say, I don't do nothing wrong. I guess he said the same thing. He ain't doing nothing wrong. He could do what he want to do. That's us, isn't it? But I'm here to tell you today, to remind you, I'm going to remind you this day. It's just all a setup. It's just all a setup. That's what I'm here to remind you. It's a setup. Now, what is remind? To remind you of something you need to know. Or to cause you to remember something. Because somewhere down the line you forgot who you are. You have forgotten who you are. Hear what I'm saying? Now, let's start off talking, reading 106 Psalms. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. That I may glory with thine inheritance. Remember that, God. Now, we're telling God to remember because we feel like God has forgot about us, don't we? How many of us feel that today? Now, I can't tell you because I can't hear you right now. Okay, but you can hear yourself. Can you remind God of what he said to you, or have you forgotten what he said to you? See, a prophet, apostle, prophet, whatever, could stand right before you and tell you what thus saith the Lord. One, you're not going to remember that. You're not going to know, in other words, not remember, but you're not going to know whether they are prophets or not because you don't know what a prophet is or what a prophet do because you haven't been taught. So you got a problem. But then you could have been taught, but therefore you don't hear good because it's not what you want to hear. So you made a choice to block it out. it wasn't pleasing to you. A lot of times God can't set you up for a blessing because you're too busy knocking the blessing before it get there. See, that's what we do. Now, back to Samson. Now, Samson, what did mother tell him? What did they tell him? Not to do these things, all this. Listen, you're special. God called you to this work, what you're to do. You're supposed to lead us, not lead yourself into temptation. But because their eyes consume lust, he didn't remember no more. He don't remember nothing. Oh, mama, please. It's just a woman. Oh, mama, please. Our women look so bad. They look dirty and, you know, they ain't got no pizzazz about them or nothing. Well, that's the way they were raised. They could only act the way they are because that's the way they were raised, a certain way. You were supposed to be raised the same way, but somehow you done got a little out of it. You don't remember. See, Samson didn't remember. Did you get it? He didn't remember. All he know was what his loins wanted. See, that's all he know. What appealed to him. All he know is he had plenty of strength. That's what he know. That's himself. He was in the flesh. That's what he wasn't in no spirit. He was in the flesh. You can, when you read it, you know he was in the flesh. He was beating up people up. All of them come up against him, and he get rid of all of them. See, they trying to figure out how we can get this man, because this man got some strength here. Ain't none of us got. See, he didn't know that what he got to go through to have what he think he wants. We don't know what we have to go through, what God put us through to get what we want, but we ain't supposed to have. I want this here car. And you know you can't afford the car, but you want the car, and you're going to move the whole earth to get the car. Then it become a white elephant around your neck. Start choking you. And you ain't remembered yet why. Why is this happening? Why is this? Well, now you forgot. You done forgot. What are we talking about today? We're asking God for him to remember us today. We got a lot for God to remember us for today, because you're going through. You're going through so much today. And it's not one person going. Some people may like they ain't going through nothing. Ain't nothing happening to me. I'm fine. All that fine stuff. And you know you ain't fine. You going through just like everybody else, big, small, medium, whatever. You got rich people thinking about it, going through the virus also. You got the poets of poets going through the virus, having it. Somebody in their family going through it. Maybe you going through it. But somebody's going through something. No matter what your station is in life, you need God to remember you too. Do you know what he said in Num, the first chapter, the seventh verse? He said, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. See? He know who you are. He know who you are. He know who's right and he know who's wrong. One thing about it, he knows. Because what? He promised you that he'd be there, didn't he? He promised everyone that would listen, that's called by his name. Now, listen now. The devil ain't going to listen now. You just might as well understand that. The devil is not going to listen. He'll hear a word God saying, take it and use it against you. That's all he hears. He don't hear what to do with the word and what the word is accomplished. He don't hear the promises of God. He don't hear them promises because the promises don't apply to him. The promises don't work for him. Did you get it? Not a one of those promises work for the devil because he don't believe in them. That's the difference. You, as a child of God, should believe in the word of God. And what do he want you to do? Believe on his name, don't you? That's what he wants you to do. Let me tell you. Remember me, Lord. I'm asking that today. You should be asking that today. Remember me, God. Now, see, Samson had to go through all them troubles and trials and tribulations. And he did just what his mama told him about, his locks on his head and everything. But he did it because all of a sudden he was in love, but he was in lust. He wasn't in love. See? Now, he got to the point where he told his secrets. I think sometimes we do tell too many of our secrets to people. We tell them because we think we can trust them. That's what we do. But sometimes it's not valid and sometimes it is, depending on who the person is. Okay. He told her his secret. She wasn't trustworthy. See, he should have known when every time he tell her something, she go call them people to come in and try to kill him and everything. I wouldn't have told her nothing else. She couldn't get another thing from me because every time I tell her, she'd be trying to get and kill. See? But when lust got you captivated, when lust got you captivated and you can't see past that, anything starts to happen. Now we come to the time now where you're going to have to pay the piper. Because you have to find out, like Samson, that when things happen to you, some things happen to you because you know God has told you, don't go this way, don't go that way, don't do this or don't do that. And you say, well, God ain't told me. Well, if the preacher told you, the pastor told you, the prophet told you, or whoever it was told you, the evangelist told you, whoever it was that told you, then you should have listened. I know plenty of people that wouldn't listen because when you're not the person they want you to be, they ain't going to listen to you. So you have what? You have an absent mind. You don't remember nothing now. No, I don't remember what you said. And you know you're lying. You remember it just as good. But you don't want to remember it because of the person that he came from. So, now, your setup has gone stagnant. So God can't set you up for a blessing because you yourself set yourself up to be what? Disappointed. In the valley of despair. It sets you up to fail. But when you begin to remember God, remember him, that he is a good God. He is a stronghold, something that you can hold on to is his word. You hold on to his word, and I guarantee you the good will come forth. Every time. The good will come forth every time. And what will God say to you? What do you think he say to you? We talked about it a little bit last night in a different way. We talked about this scripture, John 14, and the 26th verse was this: "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things." Listen. "He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Now, you have a constant reminder, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. It will bring all things. He didn't say some. Part, half, a quarter, 16th. He said all things. He going to teach you all things, and he going to bring all things to your remembrance that God has said. You need to be taught about them. God can teach them so you don't have an excuse to be dumb. You don't have no excuse at all to say, "Well, I don't remember." You can cut that one out because he say what? He'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Oh, you got to say, "God, I need you to remind me, Lord, of what you said. I kind of don't remember so good. My memory ain't as good as I thought it was. Lord, I ask you to remind me, Father, right now what you said." Now, you got to remember something. I thought about that. God did a wonder work when he was getting ready to die. He did even more wonders. He didn't just die for us as a miracle and, oh, it was something amazing. But there was this thief on the cross. There was two. One ain't think about nothing, you know, at all, but he just wanted to get out. But he didn't know the secret to getting down. He didn't know the secret to the whole thing. And he looked at God, at Jesus, and he said, he told the guy, "Hush his mouth, God, listen, we deserve what we getting," but he don't. He ain't did nothing. But he was looking at Jesus, and he said, "Will you remember me?" See, he had the secret to eternal life, and he ain't had but a few moments to receive it. He wasn't baptized in no water. He wasn't speaking in tongues at that time. He wasn't doing it, you see. He said, "Jesus, Lord, This is what he said. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Into thy kingdom. He knew who Jesus was. When he began to know, I don't know. He could have just began to know when he was on the cross with him. He could have heard about Jesus. But he knew enough to say, Lord, remember me. Can you do that today? Say, Lord, remember me. Remember me. Just remember me, Lord. There's so many times Samson had to come to the point after he done had to pay for what he done, what he disobedience. He was in jail because of what? His disobedience to God brought him there at the grinding wheel. Do you want to get at the grinding wheel? You don't want to be at the grinding wheel. Cause it go on and on and on and on. It don't stop. And it keep going, the grinding mill keep going until you come to the point where you realize you wrong. And when you come to the point that you realize that you're sinning and that you're wrong, because you didn't want to serve the Lord, you didn't want to go to nobody's church and hear nothing the preacher say, and the preacher only want money, and they do this, and they do that. It ain't about what they do. It's about what you do. God hold you responsible for it. And you will have to be at your grinding mill on and on and on and on because you have forgotten what you have been told. What God told you when you was in Sunday school, when you was a little boy, a little girl. What God told you when you got up to be a teenager, when you heard the word, you refused the word. When your mama, your daddy, sister, brother, somebody told you about Jesus and being born again and coming out of the darkness into the marvelous light and you didn't want to come out. Whatever they told you then, you forgot all of that they told you. Now you come to a point where you're on the grinding wheel. And you got to grind. And every time you go around the grinding stone, what are you saying? Oh, Lord, why am I here? Oh, Lord, your remembrance have not come back yet. You don't remember yet what it was, so you got to keep grinding on, grinding on, grinding on in the state that you are in. Do you see? You grind and grind until you come to a point that your remembrance now is being ignited. And once it's ignited, now what is going on now is it is what it is time now for you to remember. And when you remember, you're reminded of one thing. It's all been a setup where God had to set me up and set me on a grinding wheel to make me grind and grind from one year out to the other until I came to my senses. And when my senses begin to take a flame, I begin to light up and say, oh, Lord, remember me. Remember me, Lord, right now, Lord. I need your help, Almighty God. Lord, I'm in a predicament. Lord, I can't get out of it.
I don't know how to get out of, Lord. I don't even have a friend. I don't have no family, Father. I don't have nobody, God, that can help me out. Nobody can comfort me at this hour, Lord. I've been on the grinding wheel too long, Lord. Oh, Father, remember me today, God. I'm putting myself in your hand, Lord, because ain't nothing else I can do, God. But you told me that you was my stronghold, Lord, in the day of my trouble. And I got plenty of trouble right now, Lord, just because I just wouldn't listen. And when you don't listen to the word of God, you got to get on the grinding wheel. And when you're on the grinding wheel, it ain't easy. You go through so much pain and turmoil, and everybody's hissing and talking about you and putting you down. They look at you. You used to be strong and mighty. You used to kill all your enemies and put them down and stand on them. But look at you now. The enemy got you on a grinding wheel, and you can't get out. You're tied to it, and you can't get loose from it. Oh, you're in great help at that time, but now you can't see. You're blind as a bat, and you're deaf as an eagle. In the name of Jesus today, God got some of you on a grinding wheel, and you can't get loose from it until you come to the point where you realize, oh, that you've been shut up and you've been cut off from Almighty God. Your righteousness have been covered in darkness, and you can't come out. You don't know which way is the door, because you can't see nothing. You're out of focus. Your mind is shut down. Your heart is closed, and you can't get out, because you've been on the grinding wheel. The noise of it grinding, grinding. Oh, it shut your hearing up, and you can't hear no dust, saith the Lord. The prophets of all close their mouth toward you, and you can't get up to nothing. You can't see nothing. You can't feel nothing. Your body's gone down. It's time now for you to begin to hear. It's time for you to talk to God. Say, Lord, remember me, Lord. I need your help today, Father. Father, I'm sick in my body, God. I don't know what to do. The doctor can't find out what's wrong. So, God, help me today, Lord. I need your Father. I need every promise that you ever wrote and told me, God. I need to hear them today, Father, that I may grab hold of them, that it may remind me of where I used to be. It may remind me, Lord, of all that you have said to me before, Father, and I just forgot about it and threw it aside for all the wiles of the devil, Lord. When I was in the pig pen, Father, I couldn't remember nothing, Lord. When I was full of devils, I couldn't remember nothing, Lord. But, oh, God Almighty, my senses have come back, Lord, and I need your Father. My family needs your Father. I know they can't hear me right now, Father, but they need to hear, Lord. Don't let them become deaf and blind today, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy right now, Lord. I'm pleading a cause today, God, because I want you to remember me, Lord, and remember my people, Lord, and remember my mother, my father, Lord, sister and my brother and my aunt and my uncle, God, and remember cousin Bobo, Father, in the name of Jesus today, God. I need your help, Lord, in remembering, Father. Help me come through every valley, God, that I cross, Father, to get to this grinding stone, Father. I need you right now, Lord. I need you, God. You told me that, Lord, you give me the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, to bring all things to my remembrance, Father. And you will teach me all things, God. Oh, Father God, I need to start from my primary grade, Lord, to be taught, Father, what you say, Lord, do and not to do, God. And I need to stand on the word, Lord. Oh, God, help me be reminded of it today, Lord. I don't have nothing else but the word, God. Everything else has gone down, Lord. It has left me, Father, and left me in fear and torment, God, on this grinding wheel, Lord. Nothing is promised to me right now, God. So I got to take it by force, Lord. In the name of Jesus today, God. Touch the people, Lord, all over the day, Lord. Bring it back to their remembrance, God. Let them take it back by force, God. They'll remind you. See, Lord, where they had forgot what you said, Lord, don't do, Lord. And God, they got to get covered all over again, God, because that blood dried up and it done turned black, Father, because you need blood, red blood, Father, covering over them fresh blood, God, fresh anointing, Father, new power, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, resurrect, Lord God, their powers, God, the power that you promised them they could have, Lord, today, Lord. Oh, God, remember us today, Lord. And God, I bring myself before you, Father. Remember me, Lord. I'm making it personal, God, and let each person make it personal today, God. Lord, remember me, Lord. Oh, God, I'm in a tickle right now, Lord. And, Father, if I don't watch out, I'll be grinding away at a mill too, Father. And people be laughing and poking fun at me too, Lord. Oh, God, help me today, God. Help me to know how to cross Jordan, Lord. Help me, Father God, how to get out of the pig pen. Help me, God, how to get away from them demons that's plaguing me, God. Oh, Father, that's in my ear day and night, keeping me tormented, keeping me with fear. Oh, Lord, have mercy today, Lord. When the enemy come in like a flood, Father, you say that we could lift up a standard. And, Father, I done forgot how to lift the standards up. Help me today to remember, God. Oh, Father, have mercy in Jesus' name right now, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing, Lord. But you promised, God. You promised to never leave us nor forsake us, God. You promised to heal us, God. You promised to deliver us, God. And I'm remembering that today, Lord. You told us not to fear, God, because fear is not of you, Lord. You gave us love and a sound mind, God. Oh, Father, let that sound mind come forth, God. Let the love bloom in our hearts again, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even for our enemies, God. Have mercy right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying for our health, God. We are praying for our deliverance, God. We are praying that you set us free from every bondage that the enemy has brought upon us, God, no matter where it came from, God. Oh, God, we break the backs of the enemy. We break his neck like the Bible say, God, that every wicked and evil king neck was broken, and we break the necks of the enemy right now, Lord, because we now have the comeback power, Lord. We are revived again, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God Almighty. We thank you today, Lord, for reviving us again. Oh, Lord God, let us not forget where we came from, and let us not forget where we've been, Lord, and we don't want to go back, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We say, have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Let us rise up, God, and be conquerors, God. Let us know that it takes a risk to get anything done, Lord, to be a winner, Lord God. We can't feel, Father, but we got to remember your word, remember your promises, remember everything that you said, Lord, that you gave us power to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us, Lord. We hurt because we forgot, Lord. Bring us back into remembrance of that today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we are healed by every stripe in the wounds in your back, Lord. Oh, God, that is our portion today, God, to be healed, Lord, to be delivered, God, to be set free, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Lord, for remembrance, Lord, bringing us back. Don't leave us in the dark place, God. Don't leave us there, Lord. Don't leave us alone, God. Don't let the enemy have advantage over us, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight. Have mercy right now, God. Remember me, Lord. Remember us, God. Remember us. Like the thief said, when you come in your kingdom, remember us. Father, as you stand, sit, brother, on the right hand of the Father, just listening to us. Remember each one of us when we cry out to you, God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help. You hear your cry of your children. Father, have mercy today when you hear that cry. Father, we're crying constantly. All over the world, people are crying. Preachers are incarcerated because of the word. Hear they cry today. Remember them. Don't forget them, God. No matter what country they're in or where they are at today. Remember them today, God. Remember those children that is in bondage in them cages, God. Lord, don't forget them. Regardless of who their mamas and daddies is, God, whoever they kin folks is, Father, in Jesus' name, remember them today, God. Father, remember, God, what's going on in the White House. God, remember, God. You have people hidden there, Father. In the name of Jesus, remember them, God. Bring to their remembrance, God, what they need to remember, God, that they may do the job that you put them there to do. Remember them today, God. Oh, God, we need you to remember, Lord. Let them remember who called them, Father. Every pastor, Lord, that's doing something the way they want to do it, they are being Samsons all over the place, Father. In the name of Jesus, yielding to temptation, Lord, let them remember today, God. Oh, God, who called them and why you called them? Lord, they need help today, to this week today, God. Let the people run them, Father, instead of they being leaders over the people. Father, remember them today, God. And as
you remember them. Let them remember that you remember, God, what you called them to be. You're trying to refresh them today, God. Revive them again. Lord, have mercy on them today. Every person, little, small, whatever, boys or girls, women or men, that's been kidnapped and they trafficking them for whatever reason, got them in bondage, God, remember them right now. Set them free right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if you have to send the angels to unlock the door, Father, unlock the door today, God. We asking you to remember them right now. Remember them, Lord. Remember them, Lord. Remember the countries, God, the communist country, where they are bound up and entrapped. Remember them today, God. Set them free today, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray today for their deliverance. Every one of them, the preachers, God, that they bound up and won't let them speak the words of the Lord. Set them free so they can talk about you, God. Tell his captors all about you. I know some will lose their lives, God, because some dare to tell. They don't wait, Lord. They tell it anyhow, God. And we know that you remember them because you took them on home. Father, we thank you for that, God. But those who are afraid and fearful, they want to live, Father, for whatever reason, God, remember them today. Remember right now, God. Remember our sick family, God, that don't know you. Remember them right now, God. They need you, God. They don't know you, God. They don't want to know you, God. All they know is another drink, another puff. Father, remember them today. We are praying for them today, God, today that they be delivered, God. The ones with the attitudes, Lord. Oh, Lord, the ones with the nasty mouths, God, touch them. The nasty minds, Lord. The hatefulness, God. Oh, God, help them today, God. They need help, Lord. They don't know how to love a person, God. Lord, touch that talking one that talk about them all the time. Every time you look, they're talking about somebody. Touch them today. Remember them today. Shut the mouths of the lions today, the lying ones that's lying on people. Shut their mouths, Father. Remember that today, God. We're bringing them into your remembrance today, God, asking that you remember them. Just like you remember us, God. That we want to get it right, trying to get it right too, Lord. Thank you for it, Jesus, for reminding us that there's a little something against somebody, and they against you, and you against them. Father, remember that. Remember them, God, each one. It ain't picking one or the other, God. It's each one. Get it right. Somebody got, both got something to do with it. Some may not remember what it is, God. But whatever it is, Father, remind them, God, today. Remind them, God, so that we can be revived again. And once we are revived, salvation belongs to us. Just like the man with all them demons, God. You told him after he got delivered, told him to go home. He went home and he told it everywhere he went. He became a first-rate evangelist. Isn't that something? He got delivered. Huh? He got delivered. Lord, there's many like him. Bound up, in some way. They can't get it loose. The tongue is locked up. Father, loose the lungs. Loose the tongues today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are silent and they got something to say and got a testimony, loose the tongue today, Father, in Jesus' name. Bring it to their remembrance. Say, you know what God done for you. You want him to do something else? Let go of what you already got so somebody can hear it and they'll listen to you the next time too. Oh, God, bring them to remembrance today. And I thank you for bringing me to remembrance, Father. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I like it myself, Father. You let me know when I'm doing wrong and then when I said something wrong. You let me know. And I thank you, Father, for reminding me. Because when you call me home, I don't want to have nothing to be getting ready to do. I want to go right on there, in your arms, wherever you're going to have me, waiting in my waiting station, wherever that is. Bring us to the remembrance, God, of the sins that we commit that haven't been covered. We have lots of sins in our lives that need to be covered, that's not covered. We think they're covered. Give us a new mind today, God. Don't pass us by, Lord, because we're standing in the setup section where you got us set up to be blessed. But we can't be blessed till we remember to get rid of the old man. The old man must die and let the new man come forth. You can't get set up if you ain't got nothing set up. What you gonna set up? Ain't nothing to set up. So God is here today to do what? To remind you, you got a God to serve, to glorify him. See? He's there. He right with you now. Remember now, we told you he's well within you. He's within you. You say, but I don't know he in me. I don't know why. Okay. Ask him to remember you. And he bring back your remember. Then he told you, say, now remember now, you won't get the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost come, you feel inside you is brand new. What happened? He changed you. Everything inside he changed. He made you a brand new person. He can do that. He can do that. If you let him. Praise God. God is good to you. You know? So remember today that you do have a reminder. Now, remember he said he put the rainbow in the sky to remind him. Not destroy the earth again like he did before. Now, you would ask, why would God got to have a reminder? He got, listen, listen. Y'all can make God so angry.
Come on.
With the sins and stuff you do. Remember now, he was getting ready to destroy him before, and what happened? Wasn't that Moses stood in the gap? Abraham, one of them stood in the gap. He stood in the gap for him? For the people. He stood in the gap for the people. Now, you tell me he don't need to be reminded. Because you could be so evil. People could be so evil, which they are. They're coming to it. This virus could have been gone. But you got people, church people, you got church leaders, you got leaders of the world. You got them all doing what they want to do instead of what God wants them to do. They letting anything and everything go. They defiling the church. See, they're doing all of these wicked things. He's going to have to be put in remembrance of what he's going to do to his people, right? You want him to be remembered, don't you? You don't want to fall in the hands of angry God, do you? I know you don't. I know I don't. Because what I read on here, that when he unleashed these things, oh, my God. Fire come out. All these things come forth, and his fire ain't nowhere like your stove fire. That's light compared to God's fire. You want him to remember, don't you? Remember you because you don't want to burn with that fire. Think about them Hebrew boys. Huh? They didn't say, God, remember me. They just say, listen. They had confidence in their God. And they say, if he don't, he's able. We go along with whatever he want to do at the time. Do you see? Trusting God. Do you see what trusting God is? He will visit you. See? He will visit you when it needed. When you need it, he will visit you. But you have to have the confidence in it. You don't put the confidence in the doctor. I know we go to the doctor to see what the doctor talking about. What he feel like is wrong. You know, he's a practicing physician, but God is not a practicing physician. He is the physician. See, he don't have to practice. He know what it is, what he made. He made you, right? When you gonna trust him? And you just say to him, God, remember me, your daughter, your son, your child, whatever way you want to talk to them, how you do. Say, need your help right now. The doctors say thus and so. But you have the last word. God has the last word. Do you get the picture here? I'm taking you to the place where you know that God remember you in whatever you're going through. Whatever it is. He remembers you. But if you don't say nothing, you just go right along. I accept what the doctors say. Well, I don't accept totally what the doctors say. I say, well, Lord, he has a little knowledge because you gave him some. But, Lord, I want you to remember me. I'm serving you the best I know how. And what I don't know, you're going to have to tell me. What it is I don't know or what I missed. Because I want to be healed. Lord, I want to be delivered. I want to be taken care of when that time comes. There ain't no food in the stores no more. I want to be taken care of. That he take me someplace where there is food. Or I don't feel hungry. Hello, you see? He can do something, you see? Because what? Remember me, Father. You said you feed me. Elijah didn't have no problem, did he? When he was hiding from Jezebel, he had no problem. Now, God ain't tell him to go over there and hide now. But he did. Okay? He hid, but God took care of him. Do you see God taking care of him? Do you see God taking care of you? You don't have to give in to the devil.
well, I got to do this because, you know, I got to have some food for my children. Well, didn't he say he and David told you God will never leave you nor forsake you? Hmm? He gonna take care of your children too. Didn't he tell you that? Hmm? He don't even see your children begging bread. Did you see that? But who begging bread? You, because you don't trust God for you and your children. Now, didn't the widow woman had to trust God for herself and her children? Hmm? The same God that fed Elijah fed her and her children. And she had some left over. Hmm? You could have more left over too. But you're going to have to do what? Trust him. And remember his word. Remember what he said. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Ain't that what he said? And if he never leave you nor forsake you, he won't do it. Listen, can't nobody tell me different. I know he won't leave me. Sometime I may leave him because I forget what I should be doing. And I be doing stuff and done forgot what God say. You say, but why you forget? I don't know why I forget. Be all entangled with something else going on, which I shouldn't be. Oh, yes, then I have to reap what I sow. There's no excuse. Do you see what I'm saying? The truth is the light. If you did it, and I know people don't like, they want me to think I'm holy, holy, holy. I ain't that holy. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to be perfect. But Jesus showed his wounds. Didn't he tell him, say, look here at my hand. Look at the hole in my hand. Look at the feet. Here, put your hand in my side. Huh? Didn't he show his wounds? See, that's our problem. You don't want to show your wounds. You don't want nobody to know that you are human. But you do have God's spirit. See? He's not going to say nothing. He's not going to disown you because you show your wounds. But you learn from the wounds. You learn what to do next. You learn to depend on God regardless if that is an enemy that's hacking away at you. You know you got some people in your life that every time you look, they got something going, dramas. Why are you going to let it bother you? Yeah, it hurts. It hurt when people say some things about the things I heard what people said about me. It hurts. The things I see people doing to me and they think I don't know, that hurts. But I wouldn't give them the benefit of that because I got God on my side. And you will be the one pay for it. Think about that. I'm trying to give you some way to do so you don't get all bent out of shape, your blood pressure sky high and everything else. You got to go to the mental doctor because your brain's done stopped functioning because you mad. I ain't that mad. I don't get that mad. It may linger around, but I don't get that kind of mad. You shouldn't get that mad either. Because God is good. At any time trouble come, I don't care how or who it come from, God is right there. Did you see? God gave us favor. Didn't I read that in Psalms 106? God gave us favor. And if God gave you favor, he going to do what? Visit you. He'll be there. That's all he's saying is he'll be there. And what is he going to do? That I may glory with thine inheritance. See what he's going to do? Bring us something real good.
He given us some of his glory. Did you see? That's what we inherited. Did you know? That favor. See the favor you got? He promised never leave you nor forsake you. It's all there for you. Just get a word in this book and hold on to it, and it'll take you through. Oh, yes, it will. It will take you through. I promise you. Let me tell you. Remember. Remember. Come into your mind again. Again. You say, I didn't know it was in there in the first place. You know, some people say that, you know. He says, again. That's what remembrance is about. It's going to come into your mind again. But didn't he tell you that? All right, John 14:26, we're going to tell you that again. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. You say, well, what he said unto me? Well, I told you you wasn't listening. He's got to bring it back to your remembrance. Do you see what I'm saying? God done spoke, and you know what? A lot of people don't know the still, small voice of God when they hear it. I can't teach you how to hear that because them your ears. You see what I'm saying? But God done spoke to you about things he might have came to you in a dream. The devil going to help you block it out. You know, he don't want you to remember nothing that's good going to help you. But he say he going to bring all things back to your remembrance, didn't he? And we told you what remembrance means is what? Come into the mind again. Come into your mind again. Come into your mind again. It's going to come in there what was said. If it's, you didn't think it was important, you ain't going to remember nothing is. That's the way the mind works. But when you want that favor that God has for all his people, honey, you're going to be trying to resurrect it. This is good, ain't it? Think we's on some Easter morning. Lord, I'm trying to remember. Have you ever tried to remember a dream you had? You know it was important. It was important, and you just be busting your head trying to remember. And for the life of you, just can't seem to remember. And I would like to know why. I know if you could get up, which we'd be too busy sleeping to get up and write down stuff. Now, I used to be good at writing down every dream I had. I don't know how I did that. But now I'm too busy trying to sleep. I dream, wake up. I know I remembered. If I could tell somebody the dream, I'll remember it. But if there ain't nobody to tell my dream and I got to go on with it, I don't remember that I be wanting to remember. I say, God, I know it's something I need to remember. Lord, help me here. I rack my brain out all day long trying to bring that dream back. Nothing come. Nothing. And then months later, here you dream, and you dream is something sort of like the same thing you dreamt before. He came back, didn't he? But you didn't connect the dots. See what I'm saying? You didn't connect it. Okay? God be bringing things back when he feel like it, and the way he bring it back in a little different form. because I've had some same dreams that come, different settings, same things. You know, I can visualize the same things I've seen before, but then this time it got a new atmosphere, a new place. Sometimes it's like it ain't very light, and then again it's lots of light, and then again it's almost dark, but the same setting, like the same set like the movies do, same set, you know, like that. And that's strange, ain't it? Now, if you know how to interpret that, you tell me, call me, write me, however you do, whatever you want to do, let me know. Because those are strange, you know. And you be wanting to remember. Lord, help me remember this. God, I sure do want to remember that. Who was that person? Who was that person? And one thing God always do for me, I never get any people's names too much. Now and then I'll get somebody's name and I'll know who they are. Other than that, I just see a person and don't remember them, or he just don't tell me who they are. It's just a person. See? And then you be asking God, Lord, help me remember, God. I won't remember that, God. That dream I should have remembered. I should remember a dream like that. And you keep saying a dream like that like you remember. That's a real dumb one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have a time is gone. Okay, I'm going on, praise God. All right, I trust that you, our boy can't tell one thing or another today. I can't anyway, but I guess Diana keep it. But anyway, praise God, I'm through for now, praise the Lord, and I trust that you will remember. And most of all today, remember me and pray for me. Amen. I remember you.
Okay, thanks. Amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word that came forth today from Apostle Porter. Lord, we thank you for allowing her to bring forth the word, Lord Father, despite of all that tried to stop today. Father, we thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you as you refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her right now in the name of Jesus. We thank God for that word. If you only know the trouble today that we had just to do this broadcast today, all you can do is just give God the glory and thank him. Thank him for remembering us, that we was able to get on one way so that the word can come forth today. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and hear another powerhouse, Pastor Sharon. I tell you, as she bring forth the word. So tell a friend, share it with a friend. Remember, that's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that calling number is 347-857-3925. Till then, you all be blessed.